At a State Department news conference today, a reporter asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo how the transition plans at the department were coming along. His answer was somewhat unexpected.
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration.
Pompeo didn't appear to be joking. He seemed to have accepted, at least in public, President Trump's allegations without evidence that electoral fraud has taken place during this election.
The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly.
Emily Murphy, the Trump-appointed administrator of the General Services Administration, or GSA, has so far reportedly declined to provide Biden's transition team with resources like office space, government email accounts, and money. Democratic Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy told reporters at the Capitol today that this kind of obstruction could make it harder for the Biden team to get its pandemic response off and running once they're in power.
This transition does not get underway as Republicans continue to support the president's bogus claims of voter fraud. It risks the Biden administration not having the resources and the transition period that it needs in order to get an effective anti-coronavirus effort up and running.
The president also dispatched White House attorney and Trump loyalist Trent Beneschek to the GSA to, quote, oversee the agency's litigation. President-elect Biden told reporters today at a news conference on the Affordable Care Act that the current administration's behavior is not surprising.
I just think it's an embarrassment, quite frankly. The only thing that, how can I say this tactfully? I think it will not help the president's legacy.
The GSA does not have the power to certify or reject election results. As a supposedly nonpartisan agency, it's only supposed to help the winner of an election with preparations for the transfer of power. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.